Our charge is to at least forward three, at least three, to the chancellor, and that happened. And yes, this finalist was in that group. We had a very robust search. We had, what was really cool is we had interest from all over the country, quality candidates. And I think that speaks a lot to the sheer credibility Texas A&M University has for itself, its reputation, and the momentum it has created, that we had so much interest.
How many candidates were interviewed throughout the whole process?
Well, I don't have those exact numbers. Okay. We had several.
Okay.
Can you tell us a little bit about the candidate for Dr. Banks? She's a familiar name here at Texas A&M, but tell me a little about her being the lone finalist and just reaction.
Well, we're all very excited. We're all very excited. She has a past of successes that you could point to right here on this campus. She's a first generation college student herself. It's been incredible, the bold vision that she has had, the outreach she has had even outside the university community through TEAS and TEKS, and then of course to Los Alamos National Labs. I mean, those are the things that she spearheaded and went after, and now look where we are today. So we are all the Board of Regents is very excited about the chancellor's choice for the sole finalist.
Timeline going forward, do you expect finalization in about 21 days? Or kind of
that is correct. By law, we have to post for 21 days. Then after that, we will reconvene and move forward from there.
Were you surprised at the speed of the selection process, especially when Michael Young resigned almost 5 months before he had planned to? Mm-hmm. And then we had initially heard we may not have a name until June. Mm-hmm. And here we are on March 3rd, mm-hmm. and you guys made that selection. Was there any surprise with the speed of the process?
You know, it was wonderful to see the search committee come together quickly and the speed at which we were able to work together. It was also just so telling about, again, how credible Texas A&M is, that applicants, whew, you know, they responded quickly. We didn't have to, did anybody see it? Yeah, it was immediately responded to because there was a lot of interest. So from there, we just kept working. We knew this was an important piece of work that we were assigned to do, that the chancellor assigned us to do as a committee, and all of us were well focused and just making sure that we responded as quickly as we could. This is a major, majorly important step for Texas A&M.
Kind of going off of that, just talking about the future for Texas A&M, what are your hopes as part of that search committee that Dr. Banks can bring to Texas A&M?
Well, a bold vision. To a person, each search committee member wanted to ensure that we forwarded candidates for the chancellor's consideration that not only could lead at Texas A&M as Texas A&M is today, but to take it to the next level. Even as strong as this university is today, to a person, that search committee was committed to finding the individual that could take it even more, make it bigger, make it bolder in terms of vision and research and the comprehensive nature of the university. So that's what we hope for in the choice of Dr. Banks, is taking it to that next level with all the components we have, the Health Science Center, the law school, all the fabulous colleges that we have on the campus. How do you take that and even take it to the next level? That's what we're hoping for.
We've seen go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I had two questions that kind of bounce off each other. First off, were all of the ones that y'all considered all internal, or were there some external?
Oh, we had interest from far and wide, mm-hmm. and from all over.
Yes, ma'am. And as far as the other two, I guess, is there any that we'd be able to know the names of other people?
No, those are all protected by privacy and so forth.
We've seen a lot of women take leadership roles in recent years at Texas A&M, and I guess Elsa Morano is the last lady to serve in that position as president. Just your thoughts on having Dr. Banks in her capacity, being that it's been very rare to have a woman assume the role of president of A&M. Just your thoughts on that, breaking more barriers?
Well, first female engineer at Texas A&M, Dean, that's Dr. Banks. Yes, she'll be the second woman to be president of this great institution. Think, first female engineer to boot. It's awesome to see. It is awesome that the chancellor looked far and wide, had no position as to what, you know, this candidate would look like, so to speak. And breaking those barriers is huge. And I applaud the chancellor for making his final selection and enabling this ceiling to be shattered again.
I know you had a couple of items during executive session, but it was a little bit of a lengthy executive session. Is there any way you can kind of break down how much time was spent on discussing the selection and maybe just waiting on for confirmation and the time to prepare the announcement?
Okay. We did have actually three items in executive session,
okay.
And so it wasn't all about her. but we did have a good, robust dialogue with the chancellor, getting his thinking about how he made his decision, what he was looking for, what his expectations were, and how he felt this sole finalist would meet those expectations and or exceed those expectations. We had a lot of dialogue back and forth, questions and answers from each of the regents, and then had a dialogue with the candidate herself. And went back and forth as well. So it might have seemed a long time, but we had two other items in addition to this.
I'm sure that we'll hear from her personally, but mm-hmm. Can you give us just an overview of what her sentiments were when you did have the discussion with her?
It was obvious she was, felt it was a huge privilege to not only be a president, but she felt it was a huge privilege and honor to be president of Texas A&M University. That was so clear. That was just great to see, great to hear. And it was genuine. It was awesome.